Unit 3, Lesson 9. Tired, thirsty, feel, Coke, French fries, potato, potatoes, tomato, tomatoes, vegetable. What's the matter? No wonder. Noodles. Delicious. Exercise 4. Ying Tian is sitting in the playground before school begins. Read the questions and then listen to the conversation.
Come on, everybody. I can hear the bell. It's time to go.
Did somebody speak?
Ying Tian, you're nearly asleep. What's the matter? Are you tired?
Yes, I feel tired and hungry.
But it's only 8:30. What did you eat for breakfast?
I drank a cup of tea because I was thirsty, but I didn't have anything to eat.
No wonder you feel hungry and tired. You must always have something to eat for breakfast. If you don't eat in the morning, you will feel tired all day, and you won't be able to think.
What did you have?
I had an orange, some fruit juice, and 2 pieces of bread.
I had a big bowl of noodles. They were delicious. Oh, please stop talking about food. You are making me feel ill. Why didn't you have breakfast? I was too busy, and I forgot.
Well, don't forget to have breakfast tomorrow. Now wake up and come into class.
Lesson 10.
Meal. Soup. Still. Try. Later. Just a little. Fried. Yourself. Help yourself. Spoon. Fork. Chopstick. Herself. Myself. Himself. Itself. Ourselves. Yourselves. Themselves. Way. Cook. Hot. Chili. Tray.
Exercise 1. Last week, Annie went to Sally's house to have a meal with Sally's family. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions.
What's for supper, Mum?
We're going to start with tomato soup. Then there's some chicken. Then cake, if you're still hungry.
Great! I love tomato soup. Do you like it, Annie?
I'm not sure. We don't have tomato soup at home.
Try some. Sally, give this bowl of soup to Annie, please.
Thank you. Oh, it's very nice. At home, we usually have soup later in the meal.
Do you?
We only have soup at the beginning of a meal.
Would you like some more soup, Annie?
No, thank you, but it was delicious.
Now, would you like some chicken?
Yes, please. Just a little. Would you like some fried potatoes or some vegetables?
Yes, a little of both, please.
Well, help yourself. Sally, give the vegetables to Annie.
Is anyone still hungry?
Yes, I am. So now it's time for chocolate cake, my favourite. Exercise 4. Read about how people in different countries eat their food. Write the name of the countries below the pictures.
People in different countries eat food in different ways. In China and Japan, people use spoons for soup and chopsticks for other food. In China, the cook usually cuts the food into small pieces and puts it on different plates in the middle of the table. People can help themselves from the plates with their chopsticks. A round table makes it easier for people to reach the food and to eat in this way. In some parts of China, like Sichuan, a lot of food is very hot. They use a lot of chilies. In Japan, people also use chopsticks, but each person has a tray of food for himself or herself. They do not use one plate in the middle of the table. The Japanese love fish. Another way of eating food is with a knife and fork. This is usual in the UK, in the USA, and in Australia. People do not eat from plates in the middle of the table. The mother or father of the family usually puts the food for each person on a plate, then puts the plate in front of that person. But often people then help themselves to vegetables. People use their knives to cut the food on their plate into small pieces themselves.
Lesson 11. Exercise 3. Repeat these words and sentences after the tape. Try not to put another sound between the first two letters. Say stop, not sit-op. 1. Sky. Smoke. Snow. Spoon. Stop. Swim.
2. A small swimmer stood outside the swimming pool and smiled.
3. The train is standing in the station. It starts here and stops in Shanghai.
4. The students are staying near the sports stadium.
5. I read a story about a special snake.
Don't put on a smart skirt for skiing.
Exercise 4. Listen and repeat these phrases and sentences. 1. You and me. Are you awake? Who are they? No, I won't. Into a bag.
2. My aunt. I am thirsty. Tea or milk. He ate the apple.
Lesson 12. Dumpling. Famous. Be famous for. Roast. Pork. Dragon. Well. Dragon's well. Be good for. Exercise 1. Listen to these people talking about their favorite foods. Where does each person come from? Choose a place from the box. 1. We love fish, but we don't often cook it before we eat it. It is delicious like that. We like rice and soup. We always use chopsticks. 2.
My favorite meal is noodles and dumplings. Our city is also famous for roast duck.
3. All the children here love to eat hamburgers and French fries and love to drink Coke. I love them too. 4.
People often say, your food is the hottest in the country. We like it very hot. We don't eat much fish, but we love chilies.
5. I like meat, potatoes and vegetables best. Sometimes we eat kangaroo. Exercise 3. Read about the tea in China. Then answer the questions. Tea is one of the most important drinks in China. There are many different kinds of tea. People say, We have 10,000 different kinds of tea. There are green tea, red and black tea, oolong tea, and also white tea. For green tea, you need new green leaves. For black and white tea, you use dry tea leaves. There are also many different kinds of flower tea. Most people know the story about the green tea called Dragon's Well. This comes from near Hangzhou. Nearly 2,000 years ago, all the farms were very dry. For many months, there was no rain. Then a man found a dragon in the well. He asked the dragon to get out of the well. Just after the dragon went out, the rain started. People in the UK, USA and Australia drink a lot of tea too. But most people there like tea with milk and a little sugar.